Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
As different individuals have been celebrating Pride throughout the month of June, not everyone seems keen on certain events taking place within their communities. And after this past Saturday in Seward, the message shows. In a post from Seward Pride Alliance, a bomb threat was called in before the drag story hour was set to take place at the Seward Community Library and Museum this past Saturday. As a result, this event was forced to relocate to another location for safety purposes. Another post on the same day reported that someone stole the organization's Welcome to Seward Pride Weekend banner. The post said, "It's not cool," and emphasized that this is a group of volunteers working strictly off of donations to make events like this possible. According to Seward Deputy Police of Chief Carl Schaffermeyer, someone in Anchorage received an email on her work account threatening the library because of the Drag Story Hour event.
The email was upset about that. They stated they're going to blow up the library and damage surrounding buildings. They included a name in the email that appears to be a fake name. So the email was received, I believe, at 10:30 that morning. We were notified of it about 40 minutes later, and we had the evacuations probably within 15 minutes of our notification.
After everyone was safely evacuated, Drag Story Hour proceeded to take place at the Alaska Sea Life Center. While a police report has been filed for both events, anyone with information is asked to contact the Seward Police Department at 907-224-3338. One person is dead following a vehicle accident near Mile 75 of the Seward Highway. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
One person is dead after a head-on vehicle collision near Mile 75 of the Seward Highway on Sunday afternoon. Alaska State Troopers received the accident report just before 2:30 p.m. on June 9th on the Seward Highway near Milepost 75 between Ingram Creek and the Welcome to Alaska's Kenai Peninsula sign. An investigation determined that a northbound Chevrolet S10 crossed the center line and struck a southbound pickup towing an RV. The driver and sole occupant of the S10 was declared deceased at the scene. Both occupants of the pickup were transported to an Anchorage area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No other vehicles were involved. The Seward Highway was closed for approximately 6 hours while troopers investigated the accident scene. There are no indications alcohol was a factor. Sunday's fatal collision is the first accident death on the Kenai Peninsula roads this summer. In 2023, a spate of accidents saw 6 people killed over a 6-week span. On August 6th of 2023, a pedestrian was struck and killed by a vehicle on the Sterling Highway near Happy Valley. Then on Labor Day weekend, a vehicle crossed the center line in mile 71 and a half of the Sterling Highway near Watson Lake and collided head-on with another vehicle. One died in that accident. On September 8th, another vehicle crossed the center line, this time near the Fuller Lakes trailhead, and struck a cement transit truck head-on. Two were killed in that accident. Then on September 14th, a truck failed to slow down for the school zone on the Sterling Highway in front of Tustamina Elementary and collided at high speed with the rear end of a sedan. Two more were killed as a result of that collision and another seriously wounded. Regarding Sunday's accident, the crash victim's name has not yet been released. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced that Alaska's water quality standards need to be updated to more accurately reflect the amount of fish Alaskans consume. This action requires Alaska to revise its limits on toxic pollutants in its water to ensure that eating fish supports healthy people and communities. EPA's determination sets the agency on a path to issuing a federal backstop in the event that Alaska does not strengthen the state's water quality standards to protect residents. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.